I think they will find a rhythm. It's definitely going to be harder in the beginning. I think that there's got to be some kind of schedule set up for families at home. With everybody working at home, doing school at home, some people, you know, might end up working until late in the evening, and it doesn't have to be a firm schedule, but a laid out schedule for the day is really helpful. And maybe even with parents who have kids that they don't have to be with and handhold through the whole process, but the, you know, middle school age kids, that kind of thing, having them set up times for their kids, this is a good time for us to like spend 30 minutes where I can help you, or an hour. So I just think scheduling is important. And I think sleep is really important. That's what I'm seeing at my house with my own kids. The kids, for sure. I mean, the parents, yes, but I'm noticing that the kids, you know, for those that are going to school 1 or 2 days a week, on the other days, it's almost like it's just summer vacation and they're staying up until 3 in the morning and they're not having good sleep habits. So their schedule's all thrown off. I'm trying really hard, at least in my house and out in the community, to talk to people about trying during the work week and the school week to stay on somewhat of a schedule. It's just going to make it easier.
How important is designating the workspace so that everyone, including the kids, take it more seriously?
It's so important. And kids, like, doing their work in their bed is not good because it mixes up, like, there's no clear defined, you know, time. If I see my 12-year-old laying in bed on her computer, I'm like, no, get to your desk. Or if you don't have a desk, get to a table somewhere that is actually where you work. And make sure you have everything you need right there, like pencils. It doesn't have to be anything off of Pinterest board or anything really fancy. But you just need to have that designated workspace. And if you can do it somewhere without distractions, that's great. But, you know, not everybody has extra room in their houses to have these big, elaborate workspaces. But you definitely need to have a defined area where you do your work.
One of the things you talk about is staying connected and maybe even scheduling reading times for kids so they can maybe read to another family member, or letting teens check in with friends, reducing that feeling of isolation.
I'm really worried about, you know, isolation with our kids, so I definitely think there needs to be time to check in with friends. I think that our middle and high schoolers right now, especially, and even the younger kids, need to just once a day check in with someone that they trust. Just they have that person, just somebody that you check in with almost daily if you can, even if it's for 5 to 10 minutes. You know, doing video calls is good if you're not able to go out and see people in person right now. With the younger kids, you can do like the virtual reading time, FaceTime. You know, at least we have that. I mean, that's a good way to stay connected. With the middle and high school kids, I think, you know, especially in the beginning when this all started, the news was freaking everyone out, and I think it's good to remind them and even the parents to take a break from the news. If it's upsetting you too much, take breaks from the news and get outside. I'm big on getting outside. We live in a beautiful place. You're at home, you're in front of a computer and a screen all day. It's really important to take those breaks and recharge your brain and just get outside.
Part of what you talked about with balancing the screen time. I mean, if your lessons are online or something, but what, may even have kids step away and do some actual reading or something like that, or work on problems.
Yeah. Step away, do some reading, even go out, you know, you can go outside and read if it's a nice day, go for a walk. But yes, getting screen time used to be a really big topic, you know, about limiting that. But right now we really can't, we can only do so much to limit it because that's how they're learning when they're 100% virtual. But even still, it's so important to take those breaks from the screen, use your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, talk to people. Read, go outside, go for a walk, cook, bake, whatever. Just give yourself breaks from the screen. Being creative, art, drawing, writing, all of these things are so important. Music. If you're at home all the time virtually learning, I think lighting's really important. Trying to let in natural light, because that's been proven to improve focus, attention, memory. So if you're sitting in your dark, dark room in your bed doing your schoolwork, that's not the best case scenario. If you're sitting somewhere at a table near a window with minimal distractions, that's a much better scenario. You're going to focus better and do better that way.
I'm Gene Moreno. We're speaking with Brooks Michael, a Carilion adolescent health educator who offers advice on balancing virtual school lessons at home with the rest of your life, while many are still remote working as well right now. If you were going to say, okay, do this first, do this second, do this third, what would be the first thing you would tell parents that are doing some homeschooling right now, and especially if they're juggling their other things?
First and foremost, to be flexible and know that it's not to be so hard on themselves. You're going to have stress. It's going to be hard to figure out at first, but it will get easier. Try and have somewhat of a schedule laid out so you don't have your kids coming all the time interrupting you when you're trying to work. Try and establish time frames throughout the day when you can connect and help them if they're trying to do things on their own. Trying to keep that workspace separate, having that designated workspace, I think is really, really important. Just balancing your own anxiety and stress. Take the breaks, stretch, go outside for walks, and then the sleep habits is really important. Just trying. And I mean, I'm at fault. I'm going to tell you, I don't get enough sleep, but I know that it's important. Just try really hard to help yourself and your kids, especially those middle and high schoolers who right now, they don't have to get up every morning and leave for school. So I'm seeing it with my own kids where they're like, well, I don't have to go tomorrow. So tonight I can stay up and play Xbox till 3 a.m. Well, you can't. That's not how it works. So you've got to keep those schedules consistent during the week, whether you're physically going to school or not.
Can you tell parents maybe that it's going to get better? Because some of these things you're talking about, they'll sort of figure out logically, and that maybe 3-4 weeks from now, it's going to be easier for everybody involved?
I think so, absolutely. I think the biggest struggle is those first 2 to 3 weeks. I'm seeing it among my peers, my own friends, and they're in that first week they were in tears. And as each week goes by, I think that parents and families will find ways to manage it that works best for them. I think they will start to figure this out, and I think it's only going to get easier. I really do. In the beginning, it's overwhelming. But I think as we start to move through the school year and get into a, you know, kind of a routine, people will start to figure this out, and it will be okay. It will be okay. It just takes time to adjust to a new way of doing things for both parents and kids. It's definitely, you know, it's a lot. It will definitely get easier. And one more thing that I might add, because I try to do this at my house, is at the beginning of the week, like on Sundays, it's a good idea to sit down with your family and look at the week, you know, and just kind of maybe even help your kids come up with deadlines or a calendar for what they have to do. Being organized. If you can look at the week ahead each week and kind of figure out, okay, Dad and I are going to be super busy on this day, or, you know, kind of look at where the hardest points are going to be. That might help you kind of think ahead of time before it gets too chaotic.